Weather conditions across the U.S. Midwest over the past few days has been relatively light, but we did see a scattering of rain and snow across portions of the region. The big issue of the day today seems to be the abundance of cold air that is going to be working its way southward from Canada. It will not get very deep into the Midwest, but we will see the upper portions of the region turning quite cold as we go through the rest of the day today and over the next couple of days. The odds are fairly good that temperatures will drop down into the negative 20s in portions of North Dakota and the northwestern portions of Minnesota, while negative teens and negative single-digit readings occur in portions of South Dakota and the rest of Minnesota, and the sub-zero readings will probably extend down into parts of central Nebraska and central Iowa. The cold is going to stop its extent at that point, and we will expect it to recede back to the north as we get into the end of the week and into the weekend. That should spare all of the U.S. soft wheat and most of the U.S. hard red winter wheat from being damaged by the bitter cold. With that said, though, portions of Nebraska will likely see temperatures drop down near and slightly below zero. In fact, there were some areas out there this morning that managed to accomplish that. The snow cover is quite minimal, in fact, mostly absent, so there is potential for winter kill to occur in some of these areas. These are all minor wheat-producing areas, but there is still reason to keep a close eye on the situation. Thursday morning will be the next coldest morning in hard red wheat country. Most of the precipitation potentials across our immediate region is not expected to change tremendously as we go through this coming week. We do have a storm system moving through the heart of the Midwest today with rain and snow expected to change over to mostly snow as it moves on out of the region. The precipitation potentials will be fairly significant in some locations coming out of eastern Iowa and northern Illinois into Michigan. Some of these areas will end up with a fair amount of snowfall. Rainfall will occur further to the southeast from there, and we expect most of that to be light to occasionally moderate. A little bit of precipitation will fall across the delta and portions of the southeastern states as well. Again, the amounts there will be relatively light, occasionally moderate. It looks like the best rains are going to be from parts of Mississippi into Alabama and a small part of southeastern Tennessee. Once this event is gone, some of that cool air in the northern plains work its way into the heart of the Midwest. Again, we don't expect bitter cold conditions to reach very far to the south. There'll be some light snow that accompanies the coldest air, and that will likely occur mostly late Wednesday night into Thursday, and the precipitation will be mostly just accumulating to an inch or two at the most, with many areas just a dusting. A more significant snow event may come out of South Dakota, across portions of northern Iowa and southern Minnesota, into portions of the Great Lakes region as we finish out this work week. This is just another little disturbance in a long sequence of them, and it will likely produce maybe 1 to 3 and some local 5 or 6 inch amounts of snow. I think it's going to end up weakening in future model runs, so I'm not going to focus on that too much. Another system will come out across the northern plains as we get into the latter part of the weekend, and early next week it'll be running across the Great Lakes region with some light new snowfall expected with that event as well. We've already kind of hinted that the temperatures are going to be quite cold in the upper parts of the Midwest, but the lower parts of the region will not be nearly as cold. And we'll be looking at those temperatures staying actually in a seasonable range for the most part, but eventually we'll find ourselves looking at a warming tendency that will likely bring us above average temperatures as we get into the coming weekend, and especially next week. Some of that warmer air will likely generate high temperatures in the 40s and perhaps even some 50s in the lower parts of the Midwest. We'll see even warmer weather occurring down in the Delta in the southeastern states. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.